Went very well. We had a good turnout. There was over 30 people, mostly from Derry, that showed up for the tryouts. The weather did get in the way a little bit. It was very, very cold, so we kind of had to cut down the explaining of what was actually going on and just get on with a bit of fitness work and drills just to keep everybody entertained and happy. We had a strong showing. There was a lot of good athletes out there this year that showed up. Some really fast guys, and with a couple of drills we did as well, people looked very, very comfortable in their stances, in the American football stances. So there was a good crop in Derry. So we're hoping now to have hopefully the same sort of turnout in Letterkenny, maybe 25 to the 30 mark. We've had to change the venue in Letterkenny. It was to be in Coileachta Aille, but we've changed it to Ara Leisure Centre just because of the pitch. The pitch is frozen at the minute in Coileachta Aille, so Ara have opened up the doors for us, and we're going to be playing their all-weather pitch. And it's if you're coming down, bring Mouldies with you, because it'll be.
And when is this?
This is on tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow at
Tomorrow.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
to 1 p.m.
Right.
Down in Ara Leisure Centre. So if you can get down there, it's going to be a lot of speed tests. There's a 40-meter dash test that's just to see how quick you are, out of a stance and how fast you are over 40 meters. There's a 70-meter dash. There's some strength and agility tests too as well. And it's all timed and everything's all tracked. And at the end of it all, the coaches are going to sit down and analyze all the data and see who's the fastest and who's the strongest and who looks most comfortable. But at the end of the day, it's there's no contact in these tryouts. It's a combine. It's American style tryouts. So there's no contact involved. So it's really just to get guys down, show them what we're all about, and then we'll introduce the contact then over the next coming weeks and months, just with insurance reasons and all. So that's whenever we're really going to see how they fit into the team.
Now, for some people who may have some knowledge of the sport, they might be a little bit reluctant coming down because they might feel that they don't know enough. No, but no doubt you'll give everybody the helping hand and guide them in the right direction.
Absolutely. This is my third year involved in the sport. But it's my this year, I would say, was the first year I really started to pick it up, just basically because of a couple of the players that are down there at the moment that we've added to the squad last year, with the coaches that we have in place, Paddy Maguire and Jason Brock, Chicago native. So it's took me 2 years to really pick it up and define my position. But with the guys down there, geez, they're really helpful, and they mightn't you mightn't find your position on the first month you're there, the second month, but you might do something in training then. You might have the ball in your hand, and you might prove to be a good runner. You might prove yourself to be a good tackler. The coaches will notice this, and then they'll explain to you, and they'll say, this is the position we think you should be in. Very, very helpful. You don't have to know the sport. All you have to know is one position. In my position, running back, to be honest, all I know is once I get the ball, I have to run. I have to make 10 yards. You have 4 chances to make 10 yards. So you ha and if you make that, then the clock starts over again. And you have to protect your quarterback as well. You have to get on and block for him. That's the only two things that I really know about the sport, and it's the only two things that I should be concentrating on.
I'm talking with Cathal Curran, who's one of the PROs for the Donegal Derry Vipers American football team. You had a very successful year last year and basically won the league that you were in.
Last year was fantastic. Played seven and we won seven. We knew early on in the season what we wanted to accomplish, just with the group of guys that we brought in last year. A couple of them came from the Letterkenny tryouts, as such, and then we had a couple of guys join us from Tyrone. But they really add strength and depth to the team, and we went on a 7-game unbeaten streak and lifted the AFL2 Bowl trophy at the end of the season too as well. We're up against the Wexford Eagles. It was an unreal game of football. It's up on our Facebook page if you just want to check it out. But it was a brilliant game of football. We won it with the last throw of the game. 26 seconds left on the clock, and Ryan Brawley, our wide receiver, Geez, he made a fantastic catch, great throw by our quarterback, Daniel Mullen, and we just went mad in the sidelines. It's where we want to be after 2 years, that it was a development league. So now we're looking into the IAFL 1, and this is where things start to get a bit more exciting, a bit more interesting. We're not going to go on a 7-game unbeaten run this year. We're not expecting it. We're the new guys in. This is year one of the Vipers proper. You know, we're going to be up against some great teams, and it's going to help us improve as well to come up against these guys.
And I believe there's a team in Tyrone starting up, the Tyrone Titans. So that's good, more interest in the Northwest.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Tyrone Titans have been established now. They were established before us. They've gone through a rocky period last year, and they're starting to reform this year now again, and hopefully they're going to come back bigger and stronger. But they won the league we were in the year before us as well. So let's hope this year now we get a great rivalry going against them in this league. I know we're pumped up, we're excited about it. On the pitch, it's going to be chaos, we hope. But after the game, we'll shake hands, and let's hope we can kind of, you know, you need rivals around you like the Tyrone Titans. You need them to be strong. You need good, hard-fought battles. So we're looking forward to that.
So you're up and running, getting more and more established, but as the years go on, some of the older members may step out, so you need a constant flow of young guys coming through, and vital then to get that new blood involved.
Absolutely, yeah. We don't really like to admit it, but we have an aging team at the minute. It's not to say that we're not going to be around for the next 5 to 6 years. We intend to, but we need young players coming through. I say young, maybe 25 upwards, 18 upwards for sure. But you know, we really have to add more people to the squad that have youth on their side. It's great to have the older heads about too as well. They've really helped establish our club, and they're going to continue to establish it over the foreseeable future. But we need the young guys coming through now.
Now, plenty of people listening to this will be aware of watching American football on television and the gear and the helmets and everything, and that is absolutely vital. I take it it's quite expensive, so funding that is no doubt an issue for the club.
It is an issue. The club ourselves, we have 40 helmets and 40 pads, and we've raised money for them over the last 2 years. We've got sponsors, Kiernan's group, you know, they're in Newton Cunningham, and they're all over Donegal now at the minute. They've been a massive help to us, and they've signed on for us now for another 2 years this year to be the main sponsor. All the gear, helmets, your pads, everything's provided for you by the club. Everything's provided for you. So that'll all be in place. Once you pull it on, you feel like Iron Man. You know, you go out there, you feel untouchable, but you soon discover you do need that protection. It is a vital part of it, but we have all the equipment you want. The club will have it and provide it for you.
So if somebody goes down to the Aura Leisure Centre tomorrow from 10 o'clock, you can go along one of the tryouts for the Vipers. Looking at the season ahead, what sort of months does the season run, or how much time commitment are you going to be training during the week? Are there games at the weekend? What way does it work?
Yeah, all the games are going to be on a Sunday. All the games run on a Sunday, every Sunday. We train Thursdays, 10 a.m. to... No, sorry, Thursdays we train 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. At night, and then on Sunday mornings we always train 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's the same time the tryouts are on in Aura. So you really need to be there. We're looking to build a panel of 40 to 55 guys that are always at training, especially if you're looking to play offense. You know, we need our offensive line out. We need to be running plays every session we're out, and that's what it's going to take if we want to keep on pushing this club forward. So that's why we're having so many tryouts, is we want committed guys. We don't want 26 people at training. We want 40 plus at training, and it's great crack, you know, to go out and to have the same goal and to try and win something. You need that commitment, and that's what we're after.
And your games in the league next season, will they be in Derry or Donegal or both, or what? Yep. Way does that work?
We're hoping to do a 50-50 split. We had a great game up here against Galway and Colas Jalla. It was a massive success for the club. It went really, really well, and we're hoping to get that fixture confirmed again. You know, we want to bring it all around Donegal, all around Derry. you know, it's this club's both represents both sides of the borders, and indeed we've got players from Tyrone too as well. So we want to tap into that. We want to kind of move it about, make it everybody's club. And again, Letterkenny went so well for us last year. We will be in Letterkenny, and we're hoping to push more training sessions as well in Letterkenny too as well.
And just in Derry, where were you training, or where was the tryout last week?
Yeah, the tryout was in the YMCA in Drumahoe, and in Derry. We've been affiliated with that club now for, this is our third year now, with William Lamrock down there. Great fella. He's been very accommodating to the Vipers. And again as well, in Collegialla, they've been more than accommodating, and Ara. Everywhere we go, people have been more than helpful.
And finally, if somebody wants to find out more, you've mentioned there's a Facebook page.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page, Donegal Derry Vipers. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. We have a website, ddvipers.com. If you're not registered to come down to the training tomorrow, just come down anyway. It's at Ara Leisure Centre, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.